First thing I want to know is your age, if I may.
82.
82. Kind of hurry. You look wonderful. What year did you come in? Did you arrive in Pittsburgh?
1905.
1905. Was this the same year you arrived in the United States?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh and the United States the same. And where did you come from? What country?
Russia.
Russia. Now, the first thing I want to know, Mr. Dissenfeld, is a little bit about your life in Europe, just to get a general idea of your background. I want to know, what kind of home did you have in Europe? Did you live in the country, in the town, or städtel?
A little town.
In a städtel? Small town?
Small town.
Yeah. And did you live on a farm, or?
No, the town.
In the town. And what kind of a house did you have there? Was it a brick house or wood? Big, little?
Would be wood, because there is no brick there.
I see.
Not very much brick.
And was it a big house or a small house?
Pretty good size.
You have any idea how many rooms?
Three or four rooms.
Four rooms.
Yeah.
With wooden floors or dirt floors? Dirt floors or wooden floors, you remember? If you don't, it's not that important.
I don't remember that.
Okay, that's not so important. Now, how many people lived in the house with you? In other words, how many brothers did you have living there, and how many sisters, and how many were older and how many were younger?
To mention everything, I had three sisters, but one was only a stepsister, two stepsisters. Yeah.
Were they older than you or younger than you?
Older than me.
Okay. And did you have any younger sisters?
Stepsister.
One younger step, two older stepsisters?
One older stepsister and two younger stepsisters.
One younger and one older, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And how many brothers did you have?
I had one brother.
What, in Europe, yes. When you were there? An older brother or a younger?
Older one.
And how long did you live in Europe there at this house?
In Europe?
Yeah, at this house that you mentioned. How old were you when you left?
How old I bought it?
When you left Europe, when you left your home in Europe, how old were you?
21.
21.
20. 20, because I...
So you lived there for 20 years?
No, we lived at different houses.
Oh, you lived at...
Different.
I see. Yeah. But in the same village?
Same place.
All right, that's good enough for the figures. And your brother was your natural brother, or? Okay. Now, what kind of work did you do in Europe?
I was a tinsmith.
A tinsmith. And what languages were spoken in your home?
At home and Jewish.
Yiddish.
Yeah.
Did you speak any Russian at all?
Oh, I didn't. Not very much. See, there's no school there.
I see. Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. What kind of schooling did you have there? Cheder?
Cheder, yeah, cheder.
And that was just for Jewish?
Jewish, yeah. Didn't have no schooling there in Russia.
No Russian schooling of any sort?
In America.
And what was your synagogue like there? Did you have a big shul or a little shul or a tiny shul?
If you talk about shuls, we had the four or five shuls in a little town.
Mm-hmm. Four or five shuls. All Orthodox.
Yeah, Orthodox, that's all they knew. They didn't know very much about the difference in
Was your shul a little one or a big one? Do you have your own rabbi?
Some shuls had rabbis, some shuls had no, just people for the yes came in.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. And the shul that you attended, did they have a rabbi or no?
No.
No rabbi. Okay. What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community? How did you get along with the Gentiles? Did you have anything to do with them at all?
No, no. While I was working, out of town, so we was working for the Gentiles.
You worked for Gentiles?
Yes.
Did you travel in your work? Was that?
Yeah, I was traveling.
Did you have a horse and a wagon?
No. I never drove a horse and wagon. I was working for a boss. And the boss, he was having contracts, and he took us along to work.
Oh, he took you to the job, and you worked there. And how did you get along with the non-Jewish people? Either in, well, you didn't have anything to do with them socially, but at work, how did you get along?
Not very much.
Not, you had no,
the most of it, in town, there were no Jewish people. They used to come from the
country. You mean Gentile people?
Gentile people from the country.
Yeah.
So they didn't amount to that.
They didn't bother you one way or the other?
No.
You just did your job and you
no.
left? All right. And at that time, did you belong to or attend any political organizations like the Bund or the Zionists or the Socialist Party?
No.
No. Okay. How did the government treat the Jews when you were there at that time, the Russian government? Were they pogroms and things like that?
Yeah, pogroms.
In your town?
Yeah.
Pogroms. And what did you think of America at this time? Did you have any thoughts about America at all?
It been.
While you were in Europe, before you came?
No, I never knew I would go on America.
No, what I mean, when people talked about America, when you thought about America, did you think, what did you think of it, that it was a nice country, a place of opportunity? Did you have any thoughts about America when people talked about America?
No. In fact, I would never have been American if it wouldn't be for the army.
Is that right? You didn't think, you mean people didn't talk about America? Hadn't any people gone?
Oh, yes, people are talking about it.
When they talked about America, how did they feel about it? That it was a land, a gold in the streets or things like that?
Well, they were talking about a golden land.
A golden land. So, in other words, if you thought anything about America at all, you thought it was a golden land.
Oh, yes. See, my brother was here before me.
Yeah.
So the way it was led us, right, so it was supposed to be good.
A land of opportunity.
Yeah.
I see. In other words, you thought America was a place where the things were good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you said you left the country, Russia, because of the army.
I ran away from the army.
You ran away from the army, like thousands of others. Okay. And why did you come to the United States? Because your brother was here?
Yeah.
I mean, instead of, say, for example, England or
Canada. Come to the United States, I come to the army.
No, but I mean, why did you pick the United States rather than,
I didn't have nobody else, no place else, because my brother was in America, so he sent for me.
I see. You came to the United States because your brother was here. You came to get away from the army, but the reason you chose the United States was because
my brother was
here.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Did you have a definite place that you were coming to? Were you coming straight to Pittsburgh or to New York or elsewhere?
Pittsburgh. I was supposed to be in Pittsburgh.
Your brother was living here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I see. Now, when you left, did you travel with a group, or did you travel by yourself?
I traveled myself.
All alone. And how did you travel? Did you go by train, by boat, and where did you take your boat? By train, by foot, by...
By...
When you left home, where did you go? Did you take a train?
I went across the border.
Yeah, you had to go sneak across the border,
yeah,
is that it? And
yeah.
By foot?
It was nighttime, I didn't know where I was.
No, what I mean, did you walk? Or did you go by a horse and a wagon?
No, we went by horse and wagon.
By horse and wagon.
Yeah.
And you were with a group who were also running away?
There were some people, but one was straight for the other one to talk. I didn't know
who. How did you get together with this group of people?
The agent took us over.
Was an agent who arranged.
The agent took us one night, and one of them recognized the voice, but I didn't know this.
I see. Then it was arranged that an agent was to get out of the country.
Oh, yes.
And you had to pay for this, so your brother paid for it here?
Yeah, we paid for that, sure.
Did you pay for it, or did your brother pay for that in America?
No, my father paid for it at Europe, and then the ship got, then when I come to Bremen,
yeah,
at the time, my brother paid for it.
I see. So you traveled by horse and wagon till you got across the border.
Yes.
And then after you got over the border, how did you go, by train? Or did you continue on?
No, it was right away.
You went right to Bremen?
Right by, and got very far from Bremen. I crossed the border, I didn't know where I was and what it is.
So this man took you right to the ship?
Yeah. No, not to the ship.
He left you off?
He left us off someplace, and I don't remember what it was, and what it wasn't allowed to tell us what it is. And then we went to Bremen by train.
By train, yeah, that's what I want to know. Horse and wagon, train to Bremen. Okay. Now, when you came to America, did somebody meet you here?
Yeah, my brother.
Was he at Ellis Island? Did you come in at Ellis Island?
I came in Baltimore.
Baltimore. Was your brother there?
No.
No. Did somebody meet you?
No, somebody met me in Pittsburgh.
I see. Did anybody meet you at Baltimore? Was there an organization, Hayas, or something like that?
No.
No. Okay. Did you bring any papers or things with you to the United States? Anything special? Souvenirs, pictures, anything like that?
No.
Just the clothes on your back?
Hmm?
Just the clothes on your back.
Yeah,
anything else?
Yeah,
anything else that you brought?
No, nothing.
Okay. Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Yes.
Okay. When you first came to the United States, do you still remember what was your first impression when you got off the boat, came into Baltimore? And when you came into Pittsburgh, both, how did it seem to you? Noisy, frightening, or big, little?
No, in fact, the day when I came in the next morning, I was supposed to have a job prepared for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I came into, I went to, my brother used to work in Carnegie.
Uh-huh.
So I went with him, and I come in the place, the job was gone. Too late, of course. I was late in Baltimore, in Bremen. I was late 8 days. The ship couldn't take me.
I see. So you had to wait for another ship.
I had to go home myself to Carnegie to Pittsburgh.
I see. But do you remember when your first impression of the United States? Do you or Pittsburgh? Did you think it was a big city, an ugly city? Do you remember anything at all? How it struck you?
No.
Can't remember. No. Did you think it was nice? Did you think it was ugly?
I think it was nice because I came back with a train the same day from Carnegie.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a nice town.
It seemed like a nice town. Okay. Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh and what it was like? Your brother met you at the station, at the B&O probably? Yeah. And then where did he...
Not B&O, in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where did he take you? Did your brother...
Take me home to where he was living.
Yeah. And he took you to his house. Anything special happened then? I'm trying to get an impression of your first day in Pittsburgh.
Didn't know very much about it.
You don't remember too much? Okay. Was there anything... Now, we're mostly interested in the first 5 years that you were here. Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you in the first 5 years you were here? Now, you say the first day you went to Carnegie and your job was missing. All right. And what happened then?
I didn't work for a few weeks, and then I got a job.
Yeah.
Westinghouse.
Doing what?
All kind of work. Tin work, pieces like that. They call it the machinery, and you type, cut out piece of tin, and you put together, and I don't know what it was exactly. It's for electric.
For electric.
Yeah.
You were a...
Tinsmith.
A tinsmith at Westinghouse. Mm-hmm. And is this the same type of work that you did in Europe? Is this the training that you had in Europe?
Westinghouse, no. But after 9 months, I had a job in a Pennsylvania Railroad Company. It was the same job.
I see. So you got your training for this work on the job at Westinghouse. Is that right?
No.
I mean, they taught you there how to do this type of work.
Yeah, but you asked me if I had... Same work in Europe.
Yeah.
Yes, but not in Westinghouse, in Pennsylvania Railroad I was working.
In Pennsylvania Railroad,
yes.
You worked as a tinsmith?
Yes.
And in Westinghouse,
did you? Westinghouse, I can't tell you what it is.
A machinist of some sort. Yeah. That would be a machinist. I was trying to think of the right word. You worked at Westinghouse for about 9 months. And then you went to work for?
Pennsylvania Railroad Company.
As a tinsmith?
Yeah.
How much did you earn when you started to work? Do you remember?
28 cents an hour.
28 cents. At Westinghouse?
In Westinghouse, no, 19 cents an hour.
19 cents an hour at Westinghouse, and
28 cents an hour in the railroad company.
All right. And what? How many hours did you work?
10 hours a day, and sometimes 16 hours a day.
Okay. Did you work on Saturdays and on Jewish holidays?
Saturdays and Sundays.
And Jewish holidays on Yom Tov?
Yes.
Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
Yes. No, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
And how long did you remain at this work for the Pennsylvania Railroad?
9 years.
9 years. Did you belong to any kind of a trade union?
No.
No trade union?
No, weren't allowed.
Weren't allowed. Okay. Now, was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years you were here?
No. No.
You were content here? Was there any point during the first 5 years that you were here that you felt that people treated you unfairly because you were an immigrant?
No.
That they took advantage
no.
of you? Or?
No.
No. Okay. And after you had lived here for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished your goal in coming here? In other words, well, obviously you came to escape the army. You came to make a living, and you were doing both.
Well, I have to become accomplished because I went away from the town. So
you actually, what you came, the reason for your coming was fine. You accomplished it, okay? Now, what was your first home in Pittsburgh? Do you remember where it was? Where did you live when you came to Pittsburgh?
It was it Townsend Street?
Townsend Street. And was it an apartment? That was up in the hill.
No, I got a...
Was that up in the hill?
No, it wasn't in the hill. It was down below. It wasn't in the hill. It was the, near Clark Street there.
I see. Yeah. And who did you live there with?
It's a relation, mind.
A relative?
Yeah.
Cousin, aunt, uncle?
No,
Lonesman?
Far, Lonesman. You can call it Lonesman at the back.
What kind of a what kind of neighborhood? Was that a Jewish neighborhood?
Jewish neighborhood, yeah.
Was that a private house?
Yeah, I'd be with it. Yeah, it's a private house, wasn't it? Private house, sure.
Do you have your own room there? Well, you shared a room.
Three, four, and a room.
Okay. And in a Jewish neighborhood. How long did you live there, Mr. Diesenfeld?
I don't know. Not very long, but a couple years, isn't it? Not very long. I don't know very long. Well, I was living the rest
of
my...
You lived there like 2 years, you say? 3 years?
No.
A year?
No.
It doesn't have to be exact, you know, approximately.
Could be about 6 months.
You lived there 6 months?
Because we moved away. Me and my brother moved away.
Oh, your brother lived with them, too?
Yeah.
I see. And where did you move to from there, Mr. Dissenfeld?
I don't remember what it was.
You and your brother got a room elsewhere, is that it? Did you move with your brother?
Yes, I did move with my brother, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the same area?
No, actually. It's the same area, it's Mercer Street. It's
yeah, well, I meant in that same vicinity.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Now, your work on the Pennsylvania Railroad, did that become your life's, is that where you work for the rest of your life? Your life's work as a tinsmith?
No, I was working for the railroad.
For how long, Mr. Dissenfeld?
9 years.
Yeah.
But it a strike came out.
I see.
And I didn't go back to
them. I see.
I went to live with another man, it's same work.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what to say, but I was a partner in Ospat, without a partner.
I see, but this was, you were a tinsmith all your life.
Yeah. Not all my life.
No.
No.
What was your main work? What would you consider actually your life's work?
Well.
Not a tinsmith. What kind of work did you do for the better part of your life?
Having a.
Santana for 1950. What you did.
Huh?
Tell me what you did from 1950. From
1915. I was a. Produce business, the produce.
And is this, this you remained in the
product?
That's
yeah.
What I wanted to know. Okay. I see. Now the question here is, if you could live this part of your life over again, what kind of work would you go into? Would you go into the produce business, or would you like to have been done something else?
Any other business.
Any other business besides the produce business?
Besides the tinsmith.
Oh, anything beside Tinsmith. And if you had your choice, say it was 50 years ago, and you had a choice of business, knowing what you know now, what would you have chosen to be? Do you have any idea? Have you had any thoughts on the subject?
No.
That you would have rather been a lawyer or a doctor or a banker or...
I was too old for everything.
No, I meant if you had your choice and you could do this over again, what would you have liked to have been, knowing what you know now?
I don't know.
You've never had any thoughts on that? Okay. Now, did you have any kind of schooling in Pittsburgh? Night school? Nothing. No night school, no nothing? Okay. How did you learn to speak English, and did you learn how to write English and read? No. And speaking, you just picked up?
I picked up all right, speaking English, but the work after I quit the railroad company, I didn't have to speak English. I was working with the in a foreign contract, Embridge.
Yeah.
Not whatever, 80% foreigners.
What, Jewish?
No, foreigners. Yeah. The Polish, Slavish, Russian. Mm-hmm. So I picked up, mixed up, that I did my business.
Whoever you talk to, you use their language. I see. You just picked up...
They understand me and I understand them.
And you picked up a little English as you went along. Now, in those first 5 years, did you like music and did you go to concerts or the opera or anything like that?
No.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater or to any other theater?
Sometimes.
You went to the Yiddish theater.
Yeah.
And do you remember where the Yiddish theater was that you went?
Theirs. Used to be theirs.
The Harris. Was that for Yiddish theater or for American?
No, sometimes comes in from New York, comes in a troupe.
Traveling company.
Yeah.
You went to the Harris Theater and you went to see the traveling companies. Did the traveling companies come to the Harris, is that it?
No, they used to be in halls, big halls for the playing theater.
I see. That was up in the Hill District.
Yeah.
Did you attend any lectures? At the Zionist Hall, I remember, or
in
the Ikes?
Walking, I belong to the Walking Church.
Ah. Where did they meet, do you remember?
In Central Avenue. I remember one time. I belong to them 60 years.
How many?
60.
60. Now you must know my father-in-law.
What's your name?
Gershon. Israel Gershon. Branch 45.
Branch 45, I belong to Branch 45.
No, you must have known him. He's a good friend of Mr. Rothbard's.
Oh, I know Rothbard.
Well, you must have known him, but at the moment. Did you ever have any occasion to use the libraries here in Pittsburgh? No. Did you take in any newspapers?
Yeah, I got a forward.
The forward?
Over 50 years.
Yeah. Any other Jewish papers?
The Tageblatt, I used only one.
I see. Now, when you came to the United States, did you consider yourself a religious person?
Yes.
In what ways were you religious?
As a Jew.
Well, what I mean, of course, I'm sure you're kosher.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you daven every day?
Not every day, but...
Did you lay tefillin?
I lay tefillin the first couple of months, and that's all.
And that's it. Did you go to shul?
Oh, yes, I went to shul.
Did you go on Saturdays or just on Yom Tov?
Not tonight. I couldn't go to Saturday. I couldn't go out for the work on Saturday and Sunday.
Don't think I'm criticizing. I'm just trying to get information.
No. I was working Saturday and Sunday. I worked
You went to shul when you could, in other words.
Yeah, the holidays, I went to shul.
Yeah. Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh? Well, you stopped laying tefillin, and you didn't daven every day. Anything else?
No.